Well, today is March 25th, the feast day of the Annunciation, which for legionaries, it is our most important feast day of the year. That's why the Acies, which is the consecration ceremony, is always held around March 25th, this great event of the Incarnation, this great event of when the angel Gabriel came to Our Lady and asked her to be the Mother of God, and Mary said yes. And this is the great feast day for legionaries because all of us are called to be like our Blessed Mother, to say yes to God, to say fiat, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And then we want Christ to be born within us, to grow within us, and then we want to bring Christ to the world just as Our Lady did. So Our Lady's virtues at the Annunciation were her humility, her faith, her trust, her obedience, her acceptance of the will of God. These are all virtues which every legionary should try to acquire and to emulate. Because just as the Holy Spirit used our Blessed Mother to bring Christ to the world 2,000 years ago, so the Holy Spirit wants to use us as other Marys to bring Christ to the world today. Louis de Montfort talks a great deal about the idea of Christ being born within the soul and Christ growing within our souls so that we become the living image and likeness of Jesus Christ. And that's what Our Lady wants to do. She wants to give birth to Christ within our souls. And therefore, Jesus will grow more and more within us, will grow in holiness. And then, just as Our Lady conceived Christ within her womb and then gave birth to Christ, she also brought Christ to the world and gave Christ to the world. And she brought Christ to the world through the visitation when she brought Jesus to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was sanctified, and then Mary gave birth to Christ and gave us our Lord and Savior. The Legion Handbook refers to the Annunciation, I think, on about 7 different occasions throughout the book, but the one I want to point out for a few moments is on page 275 in your Legion Handbook. It says the Annunciation shows Mary's key position, and it says that in this section, the Annunciation was the greatest peace conference ever held. Because before this Annunciation, God and the world were estranged. But now God wanted to save the world. And so it says he sent his messenger, his Henry Kissinger, which turned out to be the angel Gabriel. That was God's messenger, God's ambassador, was sent from the heavens to a young virgin, a young maiden named Mary. And it says, Mary represented the human race. Angel Gabriel was a spokesperson for God. Mary was a spokesperson for the human race. What would happen? It says, the fate of all mankind hung upon her that day. So God proposed to her the Incarnation. He did not merely notify her about it. He proposed it. He asked her if she was willing to give God a human nature. It says Mary's freedom of choice was not violated. It says, for a while the fate of mankind trembled in the balance. It was God's ardent desire to save the world, but he would not force the will of man. So he proposed this, and Mary said, let it be done unto me according to thy word. It says those words brought God down to earth and signed the Grace Peace Pact with humanity. So that's what we celebrate today on the feast day of the Annunciation. This incredible peace conference that took place in Nazareth 2,000 years ago. Mary had free will. She could have said yes. She could have said no. If Mary said no, we would still be in our sins. The gates of heaven would still be closed. We would not have a Savior. We would not have a Redeemer. But thanks be to God, Mary said yes. And because of that, we have Jesus, we have the 7 sacraments, especially his presence in the Eucharist, we have the Catholic faith, and everything good we have in our life has come to us through Jesus and his church. We would not have either of those things without the Blessed Mother saying yes to God. And just one last thought before I finish the Allocutio, is that today, March 25th, some of you may know my godfather, or heard of him, Monsignor Al Norell, a wonderful Monsignor up in Philadelphia. He passed away this morning at about 5:30 this morning. He was in his mid-80s. And just very briefly, the story is very fascinating. He was born in Richmond. He's a black man, born and raised in a Baptist family. As a young man, about age 18, I believe, he was walking down the streets in Richmond, and he saw Catholic church doors were open on a Sunday evening, and they were having benediction, exposition, and he heard the bells, and he was drawn into the Catholic Church, and he was given the gift of faith. He then, I guess, kept coming back and wanted to be instructed. He became a Catholic, and then moved up to Philadelphia, became a teacher, then a principal of some very big inner city public schools in Philadelphia. And he got involved with the Legion of Mary. My mom and dad helped to bring him into the Legion. He was chosen as my godfather way back in 1963. And then he remained in the Legion. He became a very close friend of Frank Duff. In fact, he was cured of cancer of the esophagus by Frank Duff when Al Norell was in the hospital in Dublin. He took ill on a trip, and Frank Duff blessed him with a relic of the True Cross, and he was cured. But so for years, he was in the Legion as a single man, never married, and then he eventually was ordained a permanent deacon, and Cardinal Kroll was a good friend of his and ordained him a deacon. And then after 5 or 6 years, he felt called to the priesthood. Of course, he was in his late 50s, early 60s. So he was given special permission to go to Rome to study at the Beta College, which was for the English college, and had a lot of delayed vocations over there. He was ordained, I believe, at the age of 64 by Pope John Paul II, about the same year I was ordained, about 19 years ago. And then he was a priest in his mid-60s, and he worked as a pastor for about 10 years, and then he retired about 10 years ago and was living at the villa for retired priest. And what an appropriate day that the Blessed Mother would take him home to his heavenly reward on her greatest feast day, the feast day of the Annunciation. So you can remember to pray for the happy repose of the soul, Monsignor Al Norell, and to ask his intercession as well. Very saintly, a very holy priest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.